Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at?
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 Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show. Don't forget, you can listen to our 24-hour streams of hot independent artists, remixes, and more at monstrousradio.com. I'm just the DJ, the conductor around here. They call me E-Monster. Some people call me E-Muppet because I talk too much, but it is what it is. So, hey, we got a nice show set up for y'all today. I got an MRI, which is a Monstrous Radio interview. I'm going to dissect again Miss Tamara Bubble. So that's what it do. Brooklyn, I'm putting one of your artists up here on the spotlight. So let's see what's going down. I'm going to give y'all a number here just a little bit. You can call in, ask her a question, and that's going to start at the top of the hour. That's like 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard, wait a minute, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and y'all know the motherfucking rest. So that's what it do. So, all right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into the show. Go ahead, get it going. Just don't forget, if you're new to the show, the best way to listen, if you're listening on your phone, is to listen on your speakerphone. You dig? You'll be able to hear the music little bit better. But if when we open up the lines, take it off your speakerphone, because when we talk to you, we can't hear you if you're on speakerphone. So, all right, that's what they do. Don't forget, while you listen, put it on speakerphone. When you talk, take it off. The number to call is 424-243-9649. I'm going to get into my entertainment news, or as we call it around here, who's fucking who and who's getting fat. We're going to get into that in just a bit. But, all right, let's go ahead and get into the show, because I'm about ready to talk to this Miss Tamara Bubble. I ain't talked to her in a minute. I feel like I know her. Like, that's the homegirl now. You dig? So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Big shout-out to Peace Spell Management. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show. It's Monstrous Mondays, where we play new music that's been submitted to us, independent artists, remixes, and industry people. So, all right, let me see. What do I got over here to start the show out with? I think I'm going to start it out with this. Then we'll get into the show. We're going to do the who's fucking who and who's getting fat at 6:45. So stick with me. Monstrous Radio, Neem Monster, on this Tamara Bubble interview. Ooh-wee!
Yeah!
Hi, yo!
Remix to my place!
Remix!
I had to do it! So check it out! This is for the band! Monstrous Radio! Y'all ready? Exclusive!
Yeah.
Let's go, E!
Yo!
Use the wifey.
Shorty, I wanna know if you can move.
So, hey, check it out. We're going to start out the show with some Tamara Bubbles. When she get here, we're going to be living it up. E-Monster, Tamara Bubbles, Peace Still Management.
On Monday.
Later for that two-step.
They actually posted the music up, and it got enough likes to get into our rotation. So check it out. This is Steph LaCour. It's called Saturday. Ooh, we.
We the best.
The hottest upcoming music in the world, player.
I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday. I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday. Smoked like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. I got a check, we made a movie on Saturday. I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday.
Saturday. I stay on the beach on a Saturday.
What you
call up my girls when I'm on a window. Say she got that sweet
Saturday.
I call up my side on a Saturday. I just be vibing on Saturday. Yeah, we out like a holiday. But we keep that fire, it's up to where. And I'm heavy on my own. I be getting. Can't you see I'm in my zone? And I just can't wait till next Saturday. I'm charging to the game like a battery. Get my attention, you gotta put. I pray to the money, you gotta put.
Early on Saturday.
I did some shopping on Saturday. I got some. I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday. Smoked like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. I got a check. He made a movie on Saturday. I got up early on Saturday.
Come on, full time, but a bad one. You say you want give me such a long time. Me deal with this thing, no such a lifeline. I make you feel this time.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. Ka-ka-ya, ka-ka-ya.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. Ka-ka-ya, ka-ka-ya. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mump Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckle. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, you dig? So, hey, don't let a girl with a shut-off pinky toe go to waste. You dig? Explode her ass. Monstrous Radio. So, all right, y'all, that's what it do. So, I'm going to get into this who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as this entertainment news, you dig, before this Tamara Bubble interview. And, ooh-wee, I'm kind of getting a little excited about this interview coming up here. So, all right, y'all, as you know, this right here is the entertainment news on what's going on out there in the world. So I guess there's a big rumor going on about Will and Jada, if they're getting a divorce or not. This right here was Will is saying stop the foolishness. He's saying the stories about the divorce are bullshit. Will just opened up on Facebook. I usually don't respond to foolishness, explaining that by doing it, it becomes contagious. Look, I probably should read these things before I get to them. Hey, basically, he's saying, no, there ain't no BS going on between them. They're good. You know what I mean? And so stop the bullshit rumors. All right, ain't much else I can say about that. Damn, Will is starting to say it with his chest. He about to send somebody night-night like an iRobot. It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, also looks like they done laid Bobby Christina to rest. So, big shout-out to her family. You dig? A moment of silence for that. Hey, man, turn the music. How you have a moment of silence without the music? Ain't that there you go. Thank you. Moment of silence. That's what it do. So, all right, what else I got in the entertainment news? It looks like Chris Brown, he a player, but I guess that fatherness in him is starting to kick out. It says Chris Brown believes he's an exceptional father to his daughter, Royalty, love that name, and plans to fight his baby's mama's attempt to limit his custody to just supervised visits. According to sources, Brown plans to file an opposition to his baby's mama's request for full custody, countering her claim that he's a bad father. Guzman has been cited several issues with Chris' parenting and lifestyle, but we're told that he has a comeback for each one. So every time she says something about it, he got something to say to kind of react, whatever in the hell she talking about. So, all right, he said, Chris said he never did no drugs around royalties. He ain't never allowed no gangbangers to be around his daughter. Sound like he's doing the fatherly thing. But I guess, okay, I guess they fighting about it, so they going to get into it. But all right, that's the entertainment news on what's going on. It's nice to bullshit around with the people as I do it. So, hey, don't forget, you can call us up, 424-243-9649. The show is interactive on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, all right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into some of this Tamero Bubble music. You dig? So some of y'all newcomers out there might get a little more vibe on what she's on. You dig? So, all right, let me see if I can find one of these drops for her music while I set her music up. So, all right, let's get into it. Some more Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Mondays with Tamero Bubble. Let's do it.
What up, people? This your girl, Tamara Bubble, and I'm still kicking it with the homie, E-Monster, on Monstrous Radio. You know what it is? Make sure you tune in online at blogtalkradio.com, Monstrous Radio, or call up at 424-243-9649. Juicy questions only. You know what it is? Bubble on deck.
Matter of fact, here's the first song that we ever played of hers. It's called Pull Them Pants Up, Monstrous Radio, waiting on Tamara Bubble.
Yo.
Ooh.
Why your pants that low? You look mad funny.
What, you want my number?
That's cute.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that?
Your pants look like they might.
Cause you got booty clean.
Pull Them Pants Up. That was the first song that I got of hers. I don't know how I found her, but somehow she sent me that track. Maybe I had needed to pull my pants up. I don't know. But, hey, that was the first track we had of hers. But, hey, the one main thing I like about Tamara Bubbo, she has not only diversity, she has a message in her music. You dig? Say, like, this next track I'm about to play right here. You really going to like this one, ladies. It's called Just Say No. Tell me, can you relate? Huh? Tamara Bubbo, Monsters Radio.
You love me, right? You know I'ma be on tour for a while. You gonna be good to me? Okay.
First of all, she don't really want you like you think she do. She's jealous of the beauty that comes home to you. Trying to break up a happy home, trying to break you down all alone, trying to prove that man a weak.
Deck. What up, E-Monster?
Just not in static, happy to talk to you again. You dig, loving all the new moves you're making and everything, and just glad, you know,
thank
you decided
you
to come back and recap with us and give us an update on what's going on. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay, so go ahead, tell the people some of your new listeners from here with us at Monsters Radio. Tell them right quick, who is Tamara Bubble?
Yep, Tamara Bubble's entertainer, songwriter, actress. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I've been doing this music thing for about 5 years now. I do pop, jazz, hip-hop, soul, and R&B music, and I have a gospel background. But, 5 years strong. We in it.
Okay. Definitely talented. Definitely talented.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So tell us what's been on since the last time you've been on the show. I see you out there making a lot of moves.
Yeah, a couple things, actually, I'm going to announce on here. So in the meantime and in between time, I've definitely been pushing music at the forefront. I started an online talk show with the goal of eventually, taking it, shooting some episodes and trying to submit the pilot to TV. Mm. But the show is called You Gonna Get Got, and it basically scammers in the entertainment industry. Like, as an independent artist, I feel like we don't have a gateway that kind of, like, I feel like the major labels, they definitely have the lawyers and all that stuff to do research where they don't get got. But independent, you're definitely on your own. And if you don't have management or anything like that, like, man, you're going to get got. If you invest enough money, man, you're going to get got. So this show just showcases who's out there scamming. And they get around, and, they be eating off indie bread, and I don't appreciate that. So, we're basically exposing them on the show. So I've been working on that show. There's a couple episodes up. If you go to yougongetgot.wordpress.com, you'll find the episodes and all information about the show, and we're going to continue with it. Music is definitely at the forefront, and I got some good news on that too. So music-wise, yesterday, and so this is kind of like an exclusive for you, I'm going to give to you, Proceed With Caution.
Uh-oh.
That's my next baby. That's another EP. We decided to go with an EP instead of an album, but it is ready. We just finished recording the last song yesterday, and oh man, I am so hype about this project. Not even just the project itself, but just how we're gonna go in terms of marketing and everything. Like, this is a series that we're doing. This is not available on iTunes. Like, I feel like as an independent artist, we lean on a crutch, and we feel like our music is legit or solidified when we say, oh, my single is now on iTunes, or my single is now on Amazon, or whatever. No, my single is on my website. You come check for me. Look, Beast Music is paying Drake, $20 million for his next project. If they want my music, they're going to come get it that way. So as an independent, we're going to stand boldly and just like, come to my website, TamaraBubble.com. And, you can get the exclusive album there. So that'll be available, I want to say, before September. As an indie, and that's the beauty of an indie. Like, I can wake up tomorrow and be like, no, we're putting it out now. So there's
right,
that luxury.
Right, right.
But of course we're going to, be more strategic about it. But definitely, I want to say September 1st will be the go live date. The website will be completely updated. You can buy my music now on my website, but that EP will be available. It's called Proceed With Caution. And we're not playing no games on this one. I run my mouth on this one a little bit. So it's a lot of fun, but it's dope music all in all. So, Bubble on deck.
Okay. So, you just talking about the things that you're doing right now, I get excited. I want to see the show you're talking about. Now, that, I think that's a winner right there. Shout out to you and your team for thinking that up.
Thank you.
By itself.
Thank you.
You got that or get got. But, all the things you got going on, you see a lot of people. I'm not going to put certain networks on blast, but Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, people complaining all the time about music game. how do you keep pushing? Because you're keeping me excited. I know you got to be having some fun up there.
Yeah. I don't really have time to complain. I feel like if you look around, you can find something wrong with everything. Like, there's so much stuff that we don't have control over. We're just crazy thing that's going on in the news, and just like police brutality and all these major issues. I can't be complaining about my situation. Anything that I can do to change it myself, or that me and my team can work towards, we're going to do it. So you don't see me complaining. You're going to see me doing what we can do around this probably obstacle or issue that we're having. We probably got the same issues that every other independent artist have, but I don't see the point or the time to complain about it when we can do something about it. So we're working over here.
Right. And you do touch a lot of things that are, like, real. I mean, just, you know, you went down talking about, like, you know, politics and all that type of stuff. But you do touch things that are politics, like your track you have, You.
Yeah.
Is that some kind of political?
It's more of just, like, I feel, like, a lot of times I really feel helpless, like, with some of the stuff that goes on in the game. I wrote I'm You after what happened with Trayvon Martin, and then I just sat on it because I was already promoting my EP, and then Mike Brown happened, and then Tamir Rice happened. It was like, what? And so I had to shoot the video for it, and I just put it out anyway, and it was just like, sometimes you feel compelled, like, okay, yeah, I know I do music as a career, but at some point, this stuff hits you, and it's like, yo, this is more important than just, oh, what's my next single I'm pushing? Like, I want people to hear this message. So, like, a lot of times I'll have to stop promoting what I'm promoting and just really talk about what's going on right now. It's like, and this stuff is still going on. So, like, it's not stopping. Like, man, I love my black and brown. So I'm always rep for them. And, Man.
Okay. So, like, you know, like I was telling people earlier, you know, one of the main things I love about you is, you know, you have, like, straight musical diversity. Like, not only can you master the flow, you know what I mean, you got vocals.
Thank you.
Oh, that's you have, like, pure diversity. And, you know, I mean, how do you, how do you channel that into your music, you know, for other artists that are trying to come up?
I think my goal with it is to be equally dope at all of it. Like, I don't want somebody to hear my music and say, oh, she's a rapper that's trying to sing, or, oh, she's a singer that's trying to rap, because people jump that line just because it seems dope to be able to do both. And when really they can't do both, I want you to know, yo, I do this. I don't want you to second guess it. I don't want people to put me in no box and tell me I can't do pop. I don't want people to tell me I can't do jazz. I don't want people to even know which format to play it. I just want them to hear the music and it be so dope, they got to play it. So that's what I'm working towards. And like with my music, I'll try to blend it. So I'll sing, rap, and scat all on one track, because I want you to play it. I don't care what radio station you got. I want you to play it for your listeners. So we just working on quality. Like, yo, I want people to respect independent artists and not feel like that's a step below a major. That's just somebody that's wanting to do it on their own. And I don't want anybody to affect my creative control. I don't want anybody to have no say over my image. I want to look how I'm going to look. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's the only difference. Like, I want people to know that. Like, I feel like people think indie is just, oh, she ain't get a deal yet. No, I don't want a deal. Oh, she don't got an investment. No, we got what we got, and we're doing it how we're doing it. And it's slower, definitely, if you don't have a machine behind you. But, yo, the machine that we got going to still move, indie or not. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, all right, so, you know, you got some shows and some events coming up. I know you got
definitely
TV show and all the premiere stuff, but sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's cool. All my shows, though, I put it on, because I don't want to date the interview. I put all the shows on my official website. If you click on tour, it'll have all the shows and upcoming interviews coming up, but we definitely got some stuff lined up. Definitely once the new EP, and actually, I should be saying this too. Towel Boy is my current single right now. We're about to drop the official video for that, so be on the lookout for that. That's coming any day now. I kid you not. It's so sexy. It's so dope. I'm really excited about that. We actually went to Houston to shoot that video, so that'll be coming any day now. Just continue to check the website. If you visit my website often enough, tamarabubble.com, TamaraBubble, you're going to find, like, the blog updates and all that stuff. I continually put new content on there, and it's just good to check back so you'll know what shows and everything, what's going on, because I definitely keep it updated.
Right. Well, okay. Well, hey, you're definitely great at everything you do, because I'm saying sometimes, you know, when you explain, when you talk your stuff, and, you know, you tell us about yourself, you be knocking my questions down before I even ask them.
He don't even got no follow-up for the bubble. Okay. That's dope.
But that just shows, you know, the level of the professionalism that you're at.
Ooh,
you did, you know. And we definitely love you around here. Definitely salute you. So, hey, anything else you want to put out there to tell the people?
Just thank you, first and foremost, for the platform. Yo, I can't do this. If I don't care if I'm the best singer in the world, if don't nobody hear it, it don't matter. So thank you for the platform. I want to shout out my fans. I feel like they're patient, and I need them to be a little bit more patient. And we working. We coming to the top real quick, one song at a time. And shout out to my manager, Peaceful Management. He's been holding me down for forever. And we coming. Oh, shout out to Crazy Figs. Let me say that. He produced this entire EP, the new EP. He produced it, Living It Up EP. Like, he's been rocking with me for a while, too, so I appreciate that. We coming. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Thank you for having me again.
No problem. Hey, one last question. The Cowboy video, is that a closed set?
Is that a closed set?
Yeah.
it was rated, I guess it was PG. The kids can watch it, but maybe put some headphones in.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but it's cool. No, actually, honestly, we tried to keep the video real clean because, you know, I'm kind of slick on the lyrics, so I didn't want it to be no full out, you know, rated XXX on it. So we tried to keep the video real bubbly and cutesy so that the kids, and maybe it'll go over their heads, some of them punchlines. And so we try to look out for
it
this time.
All right, well, hey, people, stick with us. Don't forget you can re-listen to the archives 365, 24 hours a day. All you got to do is go to Monstrous Radio or Blog Talk Radio, put in Tamara Bubble. You can even check back some of our previous interviews and get a little more insight on this young lady right here. So, hey,
yeah.
I'm going to play this song. It's called Cowboy. That's the video we were just talking about, the closed or open set. So we're going to play that, and then I got some more Tamara Bubble after that. So Tamara Bubble. Monstrous mixtape by the time I get up out of here. You did.
Yo, Bubba wants that.
You be dressing sharp in that birthday suit. Hope you brought a rubber blazer, cause I got on rain boots. And Vicky's secret, I let her tell you. Ain't gotta pull her to the side, cause we edible. Jim and Freddy, welcome back. Say hello, kitty, cause I'm a wildcat. And the only thing playing is that music in the background. Know you when we face down with the bubble up. You're up, that bubble talk. See, you undressing with your eyes, but my clothes are off. Fresh out of towel, but I'm into noise. You good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
Trip to it, clean myself up out the shower. Looking wet, baby, you could be my towel boy.
Looking wet, can't wait for you to dry me. You see me dripping, dripping, wrap me in your towel, please. Morning, love. I know it's kinda early. We want food first, breakfast in bed. Rinse your mouth, wet your face, use the shower head. What a timing, I feel steam, homie. No water fight, splashing only. Hit every spot, promise I won't get upset. Go ahead and get my curls messy, get that doobie wet. Sweet as candy, baby, I'm licorice. Start with the toes. Follow the drip, fresh out of towels, but I'm into noise. If you good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
Drip to it, clean myself up out the shower. Looking wet, baby, you could be my towel boy.
Looking wet, can't wait for you to dry me. You see me dripping, dripping, wrap me in your towel, please.
Dripping, dripping, wrapping in your towel, please. Dripping with.
right for you to try me. You see me dripping, dripping, wrap me in your towel, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Tamara Bubble Entertainment presents Bubble Mania. I'll be your host this evening, Ben. No last name. Are you ready for the Rap Battle Royal? Let's get ready to bubble.
Bubble on deck.
Nobody's feeling what you mean. I gotta come all the way out from Brooklyn, cut a track in Minnesota, cause they out here looking whack. I'm booking shows with broken flows. Come on, man. I don't really think you meant to do a competition when I'm spitting lethal injections. I don't really think you realize this speech is a blessing. Really about to do some justice to this production. Question is, when the shoot is ready, should we throw our deuces up and celebrate like confetti? We gon' rent a couple coops for the people that's petty, or just set on somebody's soup for the people that's gully. True. I'ma leave that up to you since you directed. I'ma leave them blue tools alone. I'ma get back on my phone and proceed to text and turn my Instagram on. Straight photo flexing. End of discussion, I'm the prototype for dopeness. Hope these broads will inspire these broads to focus on me and how I switch up the flow. If you wanna change the game, you gotta hit them below the belt. Bubble on deck, I ain't gonna stop there. No help. Hit them in the pockets, I ain't gonna play fair. My wealth accumulates, cause I ain't gonna play free. No free mixtape, no bootleg, no open coat movie DVD. But what I will do is real though. I ain't even gotta get a feel for the beat to instinctively kill though. You feel me? You ain't gotta try to grab a feel on me, let you try to catch a felony. That's corny. You know that bubble real. Look at the thigh proportion and the hips contortion. G's a mad tight, so you know that was forced on. Had me mad tight, like Aretha Franklin. Respect my boss and the body that brought them in. Respect my job, cause I say body and all you men. Respect my car, cause it's black as it's ever been. Respect my squad, we make you take some L's when you're supposed to win.
Play with you. I'll be back soon.
that two-step.
Yeah, Tamara Bubble. Y'all better go make sure y'all check her out. You dig? What it do? Sorry, hey, if you missed any of her information, you can always go back and re-listen to the show, listen to the archives, whatever, whatnot, and connect with her and her management company. They do collabos, connect with them for booking, so on and so forth. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving with our Monstrous Mondays with new music submissions. Check it out. This right here is Tech N9ne. We just got submitted this week. It's him, 2 Chainz, and B.O.B. It's called Hood Crazy, Kansas City, where you at?
Saturday morning, yes. I ain't gotta work. Last night's show sold a lot of merch. Bad bitch in my bed, so I ain't got a jerk. Forbes list caught me, so it's hard to make the dollar hurt. All we need is good green and some blue. 5-1, so it's guaranteed you can do you. Still to keep the heater just in case we have a boo-boo. Kansas City natives and we are a little cuckoo.
This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot and then we all went crazy.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
So much liquor, I never spare that kitchen. Keep it so I usually have a pair that's kissing. And I'm lifted on purple hair that's bitching. Now that's what I call a fucking air technician.
Down there, they got the hair that's missing. Keep it bare, I promise I'll never tear that kitchen. I'm aware sex hitting is the care when I share that sticking. So good, I might impair that vision.
So I dip in, then dip off. Look for another chick, then they piss off. Till I give them another slip, then they lift off. Party is the mission. I did cross 3 thick friends, we mixing. These licks win, they big friend when I lip off.
So I told her calmly, get lost, bitch. This my place and this way to turn up the trip off. Shit!
This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot and then we all went crazy.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
My prototype, my fourth foreign car was a Porsche photo white. Bro. Cooler than a polar bear and a bowl of ice with a rain mirror to the game, had them throwing rice. Wait a minute, put my fang on her. I'm trying to knock her up, I'm trying to put a sang on her so I can do a banger with her. I get brain for dinner. I don't need a pretender for contender. Thank God for strippers. High top with zippers, hard ass some nipples. All this shit I do is straight off the temple. Trying to squeeze it into my schedule, it's like a pimple. Tell that poodle, don't mess around with them pit bulls.
This type of shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot and then we all went crazy.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
This the ending from the 9. Grinding bitches from behind. If you way drunk off the yak, spit it up, spit it up, spit it up. This Kansas City, shit's ran gritty. In the summertime, the chicks be damn pretty. Born in the project, then to the Ville. Then I did a deal with Travis and Made Mills. This is celebration, this is elevation. Me and my delegation got niggas hella hating. This is Nut House, Race Team, Rogue Dog, and it's all strange music. Winners can't lose it unless everybody got their hands up like. The hood go crazy in the mo.
This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot and then we all went crazy.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
Thank you.
Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Musik, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.